Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Michael Harrison, founder, editor, and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the gold standard for the talk radio industry, the talk industry, the talk media industry. Talkers.com, I encourage you to check it out and subscribe. Michael, thanks again for being here. Mike's an old friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member. Mike, I want to talk about the future of media. When I first came to this industry in 1997, by January of 98, I was simulcasting my show on the internet, back when most people just had dial-up. So I've been simulcasting almost as long as I've been broadcasting. And if you remember back, being a simulcaster in those days was not good. If you were trying to get radio affiliates didn't like it if you were simulcasting, and they sure didn't like podcasters. And with, you know, very soon after that, we started turning our live segments into podcasts. And now, for a couple of decades, I've produced 2,600 podcasts a year from our show. That was not good in 20 years ago. Today, it's acceptable. The media industry is evolving, especially the radio industry. What do you think?
Well, I think that the media is evolving so rapidly that every week it's different. You got to really run to keep up with the changes. And anybody, certainly in business or small business, has to understand media, because media is the ground upon which we operate. Mm-hmm. It's no longer just brick and mortar and face to face. As we talked about earlier, social media, communications media, mass media, the way people consume media, the way we communicate with each other, the advent of smartphones, which are an extension of people's nervous systems.
Right.
They hold their crystal ball in their hand, you know.
Magic wand.
The media, you know, so yeah, we all have our magic wands. It's an oracle. We're all in each other's heads. So I think that we're seeing, and I think I may have mentioned this to you before, we're seeing a rewiring of the human nervous system, and we're seeing how we're changing how we talk, and we're changing how we think. And
is that a good thing? Are you bothered by that at all, Michael?
I'm encouraged and bothered at the same time.
I think there's
an upside and a downside. I think this is it's a heavy topic. Any new technology has an upside or a downside.
Yeah.
Look at nuclear energy. Look at the automobile. Look at, you know, all we are creatures of technology, and with changes in technology come changes in sociology.
But Michael, I'm going to stop you.
I'm going to stop you for a second.
You said we're creatures of technology, and I think that you lurched upon the key word. We are creatures. We are analog creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I talked about this earlier in the hour, and as you know, Michael, I wrote a book about this. If we have to, as we consume and adapt to technology, we have to recognize that one thing that's not going to change, it hasn't changed in 1,000 years, it's not going to change for in the next 100 years, we're still going to be analog humans. Isn't that what the concern comes in?
You may be right, you may be wrong. The human brain just might be the world's most advanced quantum computer.
Yeah.
So even though, yes, on a day-to-day flesh and blood level, we are analog beings, in terms of how we think, in terms of how we're wired, we actually are digital and even quantum-level computerized beings.
I agree with you on the processing part, but from an emotional standpoint, I still subscribe to the John Nesbitt theory. I call it Nesbitt's razor. The more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. I think that's something we have to focus on. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think that artificial intelligence is going to create a blending where we don't know the difference between high-touch and high-tech.
Wow.
And I think that's the key to the future.
What do you think that's going to do to
to
what do you think that's going to do to your industry?
I think that my industry and your industry are always teetering on the brink of oblivion, and the key is to keep them going for as long as possible.
And the death of radio has been predicted for 50 years, hasn't it?
Yes, but 50 years is just a drop in the bucket.
Hey, Michael, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Your Michael Harrison interview, is that once a week?
Yeah, once a week, definitely. MHinterview.com if people want to go to it directly.
Say it again. Say the website again.
MHinterview.com.
MHinterview for MichaelHarrisonInterview.com. It's an award-winning podcast, folks. It's outstanding. Talkers.com is the website. Hey, Michael, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.